So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer.
Beer! Also nice.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Yeah, it sounds all right. How's that?
Sound clear, good to you and everything?
Yep.
No, sounds really good to me.
Yeah, we're clear.
So
all
you sound,
in.
You sound 100%. Terrible, like always.
Exactly right. Perfect.
This is gonna be an episode. Where are we 30 now?
Episode 30.
So this is episode 30. This is Adjust the Mic, and we're at the Bug Nutty Brewery, and we have Steve. You call him Scott.
Steve,
I'm Scott.
Scott
actually, that's
okay,
Steve. Okay,
you're
Joe,
Scott.
That's
I'm
Steve.
I apologize.
All right, so we're at Bug Nutty Brewing, and Steve Shannon, and you're the owner.
I'm one of the owners. John Sheldon and I own Bug Nutty Brewing Company.
Nice. Dude, awesome, awesome. Charlie couldn't make it today, so we're gonna make fun of him a lot, like I was telling
Absolutely.
You pre. He just had more important things to do than to be with us.
Just zero commitment.
So we're not okay with that usually. when we were talking, I've just met you. So we came here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Was it
two, three weeks ago? Yep.
And you guys had a memorial for somebody.
Right. That was one of our good friends who was the manager over at the Merritt Island ABC, John Rotter.
Right.
Yep. We've known each other for a long time. And he's about 4 months older than I am, passed away unexpectedly.
Wow.
So
we
had a huge memorial. He knew a lot of people and... This seemed like the logical place to do it.
Dude, there was a lot of people talking about him. Like, we just showed up. We were meeting Joe and
some friends
here, and then we were going to kind of hit the town. And so many people walked up and talked about him. Brad was one of them, just had a long history, a story of that guy.
Yeah, we all knew him from his job, and, of course, he was here every Friday. You could set your watch by it, you know, between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Norm, yeah, the norm. Yeah. That's awesome, man. And it was great. The beer was really good. We had a really good time, man. And then Joe kind of, you set this up pretty much, right?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of really enjoyed the beers here. I'd come in a couple times prior even to that. Really liked the stuff we were doing and thought maybe we could chat a little bit kind of about the origin story. I remember when Bug Nutty used to be out in Merritt Island.
Right, that's where we started.
Right.
Yep,
I used to live out there, and I stopped in once or twice, but then obviously moved back to Titusville. So just kind of want to get a little backstory on the place. Love the beer. Figure we'd chat.
Sure. We started in September of 2013, so we're
awesome.
Coming up on 7 years this year.
Nice.
So it'll be a big deal. We closed the Merritt Island location in July, just kind of outgrowing it, and the neighborhood didn't really fit the vibe.
Stepping up your game.
Yeah. Cocoa Village seemed like the logical place.
And you
place.
Definitely stepped up your game.
And, this place is 100%. Twice as big. It's got a really cool industrial vibe.
Got a great
to
feel,
it.
Too. I love the breweries. You have access to the brewery
right
here in front
see
of you.
The actual
know?
Process.
And we like it because it gives people a chance to ask us questions or just watch us when we're brewing.
Yeah.
And of course, when we're brewing, it smells great in here.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
We did get one bad Yelp review, though. Some lady says, oh, I came in there and... there was no separation between the tap room and the brewery, and it smelled like beer.
So you're at a brewery?
Yeah, perhaps you didn't see the giant brewing company sign out front.
It's hilarious, man. There's so many people want to point fingers, and it's
right.
ridiculous.
Got to have a reason to complain.
My history here, I've been coming here, like, Cocoa Village is for a long time. When we were, like, 18, 19, there used to be a rave club over here.
Right,
over
exactly.
Yeah, like, we always park at this parking lot right here, you know. So
what year was that?
I met Mike's wife over there. This is 98, 99.
Yeah. Late 90s.
So, like, Outer Limits or something. It was Outer Limits it was called.
Yep, exactly right.
I met my ex-wife there. So, like, yeah, this brings back memories of just being in this little area. We used to park right out here in this parking spot.
Yeah, the Village is kind of becoming the place to be.
You can park
your car and hit several restaurants and bars.
Absolutely.
And
great stuff.
We've done
here.
That the last 2 weeks, and we started the one off here, and it's a great time, and you're in a great spot, a great location with a hefty future ahead of you.
Right. Yeah, new stuff opening every day, and talks about hotel and some other things. And
nice.
Oh, that's so cool.
Be the place to be.
Like, what's the origin story? Like, what brought you into liking beer? Was it a parent? Was it a...
Now, for me, I've always been a beer drinker, but I started out as kind of, like most people, as a Miller Lite guy
through
college.
Oh, yeah.
But I worked for in the aerospace industry, and I moved up to Seattle.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Took one sip of Full Sail Amber Ale, and it was like, oh man, I've been doing this wrong.
Nice. Right? Yeah. And, that's kind of like where it really started.
Yeah, that was during so that was about 93, 94, during the first big craft beer boom.
Yeah, we're freshmen in high school at that time.
Up in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And so every day driving to work, there was this place called Larry's Homebrew Supply, and I drove by it every day for about 3 months. And finally, one day I stopped in and said, you know, can you make beer worth drinking?
Yeah.
And the guy shook his head. He said, man, you can make beer better than you can buy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
started with a kit, and then started adding things to kits, and then started doing my own recipes, and then eventually go to all grain and a big setup. And
That's so cool.
And my partner John had the same kind of background, homebrew, everybody brews in a plastic bucket, and then
that's exactly right.
Work your way up.
That is too cool, man. Now, the Frontenac Flea Market used to have a brewery
place inside.
Yep. And when I was 17, 18, I get my first apartment. Right, me and my girlfriend move into our apartment, and I go there. I'm like, I'm gonna make my own beer. And there's one of those 5 gallon water jugs with the plugs in the top, so you can put the
bubbler going on up there.
And so I buy this dark brown nut brown ale, it's called, and it's dark. I tried to do it, and I got it to where it was bubbling. I got the process to where I used the Grolsch bottles.
Yep.
Did the whole thing. Get all 3 months later. I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready to try this beer. And they were terrible. It was so awful. Like, we're trying to say that we like it. We're like, I think it's drinkable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it gets you drunk. But that's about all I could say. So that's my history.
A little fork in the road. Some people go on to make great beers, and some people decide to drink those great beers. Stop brewing it at home.
But the process is pretty cool, and it's pretty amazing.
And there's really not a lot of difference between the homebrew process and doing it at a larger scale. Some things actually get a lot easier when you're brewing commercially versus doing it at home in a bucket. So
I got you.
Especially cleaning and transferring beer and whatever, a whole lot easier using big commercial pumps.
How often are you able to, like, you have your staple, and we're going to be trying some of your beers here in a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to try 13 today.
Oh, dude, heck yeah. I like it.
We'll go through all of them.
I will say all of them are phenomenal. Probably that's my word.
That's you'll get to
know that's my one of my go-to words. Is and you get time to experiment a lot with the processes.
We have a number of core beers. Try and represent across a broad range of styles, but then we try and also try and do at least 2 new beers a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have beers that are seasonal or just periodic that just pop up. From time to time.
You got
to
have your holiday brews.
I think last year we brewed 40 unique beers over the course of the year.
Very cool.
Heck yeah.
So, cool. A lot of different things. We've got several new ones that are in the works now that will come out. There's a couple that are on right now that are relatively new.
Okay.
So
awesome.
Try those.
Heck yeah, man.
I'm a big fan of that Lost Dragon already, by the way.
Oh, that Lost, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very
good. A little bit of a lighter beer, but I love
that's
it.
That's an
I can drink
drinker.
That all day.
Yep.
We were doing the Zeus, I think, a couple weekends ago.
Always
that was fantastic.
Good.
That's always been the flagship, one of the first beers that we did, and one of 4 or 5 of the original beers.
Okay.
One
beer that I haven't yet latched on to, I think I will eventually, is the IPA. Whenever I've had an IPA out of a can or something, it's got such a bitter taste to it.
Right.
That for my palate just hasn't worked, right, for me.
So, when IPAs first became popular, there was kind of a race to see how bitter you could make them.
Right.
Get the IBU number as big as possible.
Gotcha.
And so a bunch of palate records out there. Now there are more and more IPAs like our Zeus Will Smite Thee that started out harsh. I mean, the original Zeus was more bitter than it is today.
Yeah.
The first edition of hops was at 60 minutes, then it went as 50, and now it's much, much later, so you get a lot less bitterness and more of the floral and citrus notes that you pick up from later editions. So.
And it was years ago when I tried it, so every time someone said IPA, I'm like, eh. And we're at the Playlinda Brewery, and we did a podcast with them.
Right.
And Ron Rake, their owner, had their spread of IPAs. I'm going, man, I don't know, man. How am I going to get through this?
Right.
And they were all, like, not bitter.
Right.
They were very tasty.
IPAs have changed a lot.
And it's made me want to try it more because it's such a popular style
now
here.
We still do. In fact, we have a beer called Pliny the Punisher that is intentionally a palate wrecker. It's 155 IBUs. It kicks you in the teeth with hops.
Okay.
But it's designed to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So every beer has its purpose.
And I still definitely appreciate those beers, those 120s, even the 90s into 120s. Those are great beers. I still love them.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not going to go all day, but that's still got yeah. a spot for me.
Yeah, you're not gonna have six of them,
right? I like the darker beers too, man. Like the coffee brews that some of you guys do.
Right.
I'm weird. I've mixed it. You know how they do the snake bites where they mix the cider and the Guinness kind of thing.
Right.
I've done that with some of the coffee and some of the dark home brews with the cider.
So we have one good. You'll try here later that a dark beer. It's a porter.
Okay.
And it has chocolate and then it has three different kinds of peppers in it.
So nice.
So you get
a nice pepper flavor up front. Like a hot pepper? At the very end, it just leaves a little heat on the back of your
that.
Throat.
I love that. Perfect. I grow really Carolina Reapers and all that stuff, and I love
And you're going to love this pepper. Beer.
That's great. Heck yeah.
You got your name on it?
So what's going on? What else is going on with you guys? Like, so you guys opened up. How long did you said it was?
Opened up October 4th in this location.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're still, you notice ladders and stuff around. Still doing a little bit of things.
Yeah, we got a party going on over here, too.
Yeah. Parties going on.
For our friend Danielle.
Yep.
So we're still finishing a few odds and ends here. When we got down to the end there, it's like, okay, what does it take to absolutely be on the... just to get open.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything that wasn't absolutely have to do kind of got pushed to the side. And we're cleaning up those items as we go.
I think it's awesome. I love the it's got the industrial kind of feel to a big open, wide open
absolutely.
Area. You got to stay. We're sitting on the stage because we're all cool and stuff. And you have live music here.
That's the other big change is the live music. And it's been a game changer for us. The acoustics in this building are really good because there's 18-foot high ceilings.
Yeah, it's got to be.
And the wood absorbs the echo, so you don't get a lot of blowback there.
Very nice. You've had a couple. You said you had someone here.
We've had Alter Ego.
Bluegrass?
Bluegrass last night. Yeah, Wild and Blue. They were excellent. So that's something totally different. Yeah,
I love bluegrass music, man. Yeah. So that's great.
100%.
And we've had some acoustic, single guys playing. We've had Panama Band, which is just a loud, raucous party band. They were great. Alter Ego played and just packed the place. They're playing again for our big party at the end of February.
Awesome.
We got Dirty Power playing next Friday, which is
and I saw them at the Village Idiot a couple weeks ago, and they were fantastic.
Yep. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, the lead singer, she was telling me about they had a saxophone guy that came over from Orlando. They just met him that night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or they'd never played with him before, and it seemed like they've all been playing together that whole band.
I just assumed he was part of the
for a long time.
Yeah,
it was so well done. So you're bringing in some good talent.
Yeah,
awesome.
So they're playing next week, and then on Wednesdays we do an open mic night. There's a guy named Steve Hodak who does those all over Brevard County.
Okay.
Yeah,
and he knows every musician everywhere, and so he
that's
brings
perfect.
In so the level of talent we've been seeing on those Wednesday night things has been pretty incredible.
And the music goes hand in hand with the beer drinking, with the brewery.
It
with
does.
The
like last night it was nice. So we rolled the door up and people walk by and you hear the
weather
music
just
and it just pulls you in.
Couldn't be better.
So that door right there, just you blow that door open and boom.
Oh, man, and then the
fantastic.
Music just drifts out into there.
That kicks ass,
dude. That's nice. Yep,
100%. That's awesome.
And so you get people that were coming in to see the music, and that's good. And then you have people that weren't coming in to see the music that are having a beer, and then they decide to have another beer and stick around for a while. So.
Absolutely.
And you're in the perfect place for that walk by and bringing that crowd in like that. So, seriously.
So, yeah, music's definitely been a good ad for us.
It's got, that's great.
Well, you said they're playing here again next Friday night. Is that right?
Alter Ego's playing... February 29th. Dirty Power's playing Friday.
Friday night.
We got to come over for that.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be out. 100%.
And then Danielle and Brad, I guess they're regulars over here.
Yep, they are.
I knew Danielle in high school.
Yep, Danielle's birthday party.
Yeah, she has the party here, so that's kind of awesome later.
I literally thought Brad was tagging himself every day here, but come to find out he pretty much is. He's here,
he's just here every day.
I was like, are you literally every day? He's like, first time today.
He says he was waiting outside for the door to open pretty much.
Knocking on the window.
Let's give the guy a key.
Yeah, right. Well, very cool, man. This is I appreciate you letting us, come
not
and record here.
Not a problem.
And it's great. Like, really looking forward to...
I think I'm ready for the part of the show that I really showed up for. I'm just sitting here quietly waiting patiently, but I'm about done with that. There's beer over there, and it's like calling.
You want to jump on that beer?
I want to drink beer.
Let me go grab the first bite.
Let's do it.
And we'll get started.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
All right, so we're going to I'm just going to go down the list in order. So we're going to bounce all around in style.
Let's
we're
just do
break
it.
Every rule of tasting beer.
Perfect.
That's what we would do by ourselves, so we wouldn't ask any other way.
As you can tell.
We'll start off with Lost Dragon, which is an English pale ale.
I'm already in love with this one.
And we're drinking this currently.
Enjoy your sip.
And mine's almost gone, so yes.
Thank you. Yeah, it's about 4.5%, just a light, easy drinker, real heavy on the English malts. and
so easy to drink.
Yeah, that's just a great beer.
It's got a great aftertaste. It's phenomenal. It really, really
is. Very little bitterness, just a nice malt character.
That's something I could just drink all day,
yep,
and not have any problem.
You can drink it all day. Yeah. And,
yep.
We have some other beers that are not in that category.
Yeah, that's just a great all-around, awesome. That's an awesome beer. With a kick-ass name, it's Dragon.
All right, so now we're going to jump in a completely, totally different direction. We've got a beer called The Spy Who Punched Me.
Okay.
Spy Who Punched
later
Me.
Later on, we'll have the base beer of that, which is our 007 IPA.
Okay, okay.
But then we add pineapple in the fermenter. In fact, 42 pounds of pineapple.
Wow.
We ferment that out so the sweetness isn't there. And then on the backside, we add raspberry
just
to
it. Smell? Just the smell is really good.
So we have 007, that's our spy, and then we have pineapple and raspberry, which are punch ingredients, and so that's where we got The Spy Who Punched Me. And so that's clocking in at about 7.5%.
Okay.
That is so smooth. There's zero like negativity to that at all. It's excellent.
Well, like several beers here, it's
like just excellent.
It counts as a serving of fruit. So if you're, you know, now you got your citrus in.
The biggest thing with that for me, honestly, is you can
taste the pineapple for sure,
and taste, but the sweetness, like you said, the sweetness is gone. There's a pineapple taste there without the sweet. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That out. So yeah, that's a
the
nice
sweetness
little,
is the killer for me. I'm a little bit skeptical of sweeter drinks, but that's excellent.
I like the sweeter drinks, but this isn't like it has the aftertaste. It's kind of got a sweet effect to it, but it's not sweet. Really good.
Not overwhelming.
Really, really, really good.
All right, now we're going to go on another completely different direction.
Joe, you start off this one?
This is Dark Matter Black IPA. So it's
it's
got all the body and roastiness of a good stout, but hopped like an IPA. All the way
perfect name, Dark Matter.
The bitterness all the way through the IPA kind of hop nose to it. That's a beer we've been making for quite a while.
That is very interesting. I like that a ton.
So we don't have it on right now, but we also do that beer in nitro, which makes it just a big frothy, you know, hoppy milkshake that is delicious.
Excellent.
So you're going to compare it to your Guinness or something like that if you're comparing it to a regular person that's not going to brewery very often.
Definitely.
Yeah, not even so. I mean, like,
but
it's
so different.
On the other end
of it. So easy to drink. It's another just very easy to drink beer.
It's almost great. Like a very interesting combination. 100% recommend that one. So you do have Dark Matter on now?
It is on now. It's just not on nitro.
Wow.
We also have that available in 22-ounce bombers to go.
That's perfect. Perfect.
Bombers to go.
When you can
take
them with you.
The fact that you can take beers with you.
Excellent.
You know?
Excellent.
Have a growler, have your whatever, and you take it home. It's awesome.
All right, so now we're going to go in another completely different direction. We're going to go to Key Lime Pie. This is Key Lime Pie
this
in a
my
glass.
Style.
I was gonna say, this is going to be Scott's first. I'll tell you right now.
So this one, you get
the key lime beer.
You get the pie filling taste in the front, and then when you swallow it, you get the graham cracker crust. It comes from the Maris Otter grains that it's made out of. It's a really nice, rounded beer.
I notice there's no whipped cream on the top of that one, though.
No, we don't do the whipped cream.
Good. So. I appreciate that, by the way.
One thing that we make sure of is everything that has a flavor here.
That's everything that's good in this world.
It's real flavor. The pineapple's real pineapple. The key lime's real key lime.
Yeah.
You know, that.
That's what's so cool about you can use the freshest of ingredients to make this delicious drink.
Yep.
That's really good.
That's ridiculous.
It's got a ridiculous amount of key lime.
Of all the key lime beer kind of things I've tried, that is the most like actual piece of key lime pie I've ever had.
Oh yeah,
100%. I mean, even like I said, the graham cracker that you can taste the crust in this.
You can taste that, but see, like some beers, like ciders, can be so sweet,
right?
And you can just after you even drink it, you feel the sweetness. That has the sweetness, but you don't feel the sweetness staying in your mouth. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That is really good.
I almost had the sweetness staying in your mouth. And I probably shouldn't
have
said that.
A really good Madagascar vanilla to round that out. And
heck yeah.
It's badly expensive, but it's really the only one that
it mellows it out.
It gives that real flavor that really rounds it out nicely.
That's great.
It's hard.
So we're just chugging beers right now. Like we're four down and it's nothing.
You know,
and by the end of this, we might have to stage dive.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I came in the first time I came in with Shauna, and we grabbed the blueberry beer you had on.
Yeah, red, wheat, and blue.
That thing was,
or blueberry. Were you here around?
It was blueberry.
Blueberry.
It was like the last of it, like the keg popped like right.
Blueberry
behind
is a strong ale that goes. It's 11.
I love blueberry beers.
11.3%, and it went down like a 6%.
It really did.
I mean, it was dangerous.
There's a beer at Publix you can get that's like an 8 or 9%. It's a blueberry. And it's so good.
This thing I love shutting the door on that, man. I sat down, tried it. I'm not really like a fruit beer kind of guy, but this one was
bring me the fruit, bro. Key lime. Bring me the fruit.
And you know, you go to get up after your first one, your knee like kind of gets like, wait a second, what is that? 11.2, 11.3. I was like, there's no way. I got to be careful here. No more of those.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, dude,
we call those destination
right
beers.
Now.
You need to kind of be wherever you're going to be.
Yeah, right.
Call those Uber beers.
Uber beers.
All right, now we have our Sticky Foot Pale Ale. That's another one of the original beers. And it's just a good American pale ale.
Okay.
Mildly bitter. It's got some nice aroma hops on the backside that
go for it
out nicely.
Yep. I can pretend I haven't tried this one. Like, I came in. I've been here a few times. I like
maybe you should be describing the beer.
Yeah, I mean, again, another pale ale, another great beer.
That one is that one fills the gap between like a Lost Dragon and the 007 and the Zeus IPAs.
It has like a good strong smell to it.
Yeah, you want a little more than the English pale ale,
right?
Or,
yeah,
or
the next
Irish
step in the ladder, right?
And so yeah, just
somewhere between that and Fallout.
It's very easy to drink. It's not my style. But at the same time, it's very, very good. It's very easy to drink overall. It has a good flavor to it.
We always have as many beers on as we can because
we all have so many different palates and so many different.
Craft beer has blossomed into this thing that means different things to different people. To kind of cover everybody.
There's so many different styles. And that's what's so cool about coming to any type of brewery is just the variety. Anybody can come to one of these places and find something that they really like.
Absolutely.
And what do you do when you go to a restaurant? You find a dish that you usually like, and you go there for that dish, you know, and you can do that here very easily.
We find our regulars come in, and the first question they ask is, what's new? And then they have whatever the new thing is, and then they always go back to their old standby.
100%.
They've got their favorite.
Exactly.
I'm a creature of habit as well.
And it's showing that you guys as a company with all the different varieties, you're always evolving. Because the business is always going to evolve, the your customers are going to evolve.
Well, and it keeps
and
it
change.
Fun for John and I too. I mean, if I had to come in, as much as I and love the, Zeus, yeah. if I had to brew Zeus every day, and that was it. You know, it gets really boring really quick.
Totally. That's another part of what makes doing this so cool is the variety and the change, and makes it exciting.
Both John and I, you know, we love music but can't play. You know, you love art but can't draw. But we can make beer.
That's why I have a podcast, sir. I can't do any of that stuff
but I
respect all of it greatly.
And we can talk about drinking beer.
And now we could, but I love talking about other people doing awesome things that I can't do.
Fair enough.
So it works.
And we can drink beer while we're doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
100%.
All right, now we're moving on to our Ricky Carroll Pineapple Tiki beer.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Now, this one
pineapple
is...
Pineapple Tiki, that's my...
This one's a little different than the Spy.
That's my safe word.
It has the same amount of pineapple that the Spy does, but it's not fermented out, so it is much more sweet.
It's going to give you your sweet.
And so it's going to give you the, you know, like eating a slice of pineapple.
So refreshing.
And so that's one we distribute quite a bit of. It goes out...
I just can't wait to use that sound bit where he just said so refreshing here.
If anybody knows me, knows that this is my shit right here.
That sound bit right there, we're going to need that a lot.
Like that?
No, it's so refreshing.
So refreshing. I'll say it sexier for you later. So you just chugged that right down.
I'll do it more dainty next time, I apologize.
So I'm going to set that one off to the side because we're going to finish with that one. That's the beer that's not actually on at the moment.
Okay, awesome.
I definitely like that one as well. That's a great beer.
How bad are we that we're making him go get... He's going to get the other beers right now, and we're sitting over here talking, sitting and just drinking this amazing beer.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome.
Yeah, the Pineapple Tiki was another great beer. A little more on the sweet spectrum for sure.
Like, I could drink a couple of those.
And that's what's like.
I could drink a couple of them very easily.
That creature habit, that beer style we talked about where...
I like ciders too. So for me, liking ciders, that's a good medium between a cider and a beer almost because it's got the sweetness and everything, but it's not oversweet like a cider is.
Well, it's a good transition from ciders to actual man beer.
Yes. I'll own it. I'll own my girlness and ciders.
But yeah, killing it.
All right, so next we're going to go to Zeus Will Smite Thee. This was our original IPA. It
Heck
has changed
yes.
a number of times over the years. We've kind of modified it, and like I said, as we've learned a little more about brewing and as the people's tastes change, that one's kind of morphed into what it is today. But a nice, we call it our Florida IPA, so it's got a lot of the, you know, what we would consider Florida flavors to it.
So another IPA that doesn't have any bitterness really to it.
Yeah,
it's very nice and easy to drink. Oh man, it's great.
So we talked about, you know, kind of getting your favorite beers at a certain place. This is this is my fourth trip down here in like 6 weeks. So
okay,
this is the one I usually go to. Zeus is the one that I reach out to.
Yeah,
this is my go-to. I try the new one.
And that's great. We drank a couple of those last time.
Yeah, we did.
And that started us off. That started our night of debauchery, sir.
Outstanding.
You might have you might have had us trying to mosh pit at the Village Idiot with nobody else mosh pitting.
We've been responsible for more than a few Uber rides. So.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, Zeus.
That just makes 100%. Me want to try more IPAs again, right? Because it's good, it's easy, it's opening me up to want to
come down.
So we'll stick with the IPAs for we'll go a little out of order here and
do it.
And
Charlie, listen. Charlie would be pronouncing all your beers wrong. I pronounce shit wrong, but he usually steps up his game in these kind of things, and we miss you, Charlie.
So this is our 007 IPA. It's the base beer for the Spy.
Okay.
It's a nice, clean grain bill to let the single hop.
Good golden sun. Color to it.
So it's a single hop. Beautiful. IPA made out of a hop called Idaho 7. It's a funky hop out of Idaho that came out 3 or 4 years ago they did an intro thing where you could buy it for $6 a pound, and we tried it and loved it, started using it in beers, and of course everybody else discovered it too.
I'm sure that price tag rose exponentially
so it went
to, by now.
20 something bucks a pound.
Absolutely. Now,
so. Here we are. Just
but like, you know, Zeus has several different hops in it that rounds it out nicely.
I almost like that more that one hop. Than the Zeus.
Yep.
Well, so this is your base for the Spy Who Punched Me, which is basically just minus the pineapple and the raspberry.
Raspberry, okay. Right.
Mm,
and
perfect.
So, these Zeus and 007 bounce back and forth between being the number one sellers. Both
okay.
Those beers are distributed, so you'll see them, you know, out and about.
Where all do you distribute to?
Mostly Brevard County and the counties that touch us.
Okay.
You know, so everything
very cool.
Within, you know, 60, 80 miles ahead.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's really good. That's really, really good.
Well, like I said, that
it's hard, man. It's hard to decide. I'm trying to see, and I can't do that. You can't take a beer,
steal this from me,
and then judge it against another beer. Because I'm trying to judge it off the Spy, where I don't know. I like them both.
Well, like I said, 007 and Zeus kind of bounce back and forth.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Being number one.
Like, as much as I enjoyed the Spy, I would probably use that more of a go-to. But Zeus is going to win out for me anyway. So
you have some good names.
Yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, there might be some drinking involved when it comes to naming.
Yes.
So like, some beers are named for something that happened. You know, Sticky Foot, one of the first times.
I want to hear that story.
The old brewery had two rooms. There was a a brewing room,
mm-hmm.
and then a fermentation room. And so when you get done with the brewing side, you had to pump over to the fermentation side. So we were pumping the Sticky Foot over out of the brew side over, and there was a valve open on the fermenter. So we're over there on the brew side. We're pumping over the other side, and
yeah.
the beer's just going in the fermenter and out through the other valve all over the floor. And unfermented beer is really, really sticky. It's super sugary. You know, it made a hell of a mess and made for some sticky feet. And
nice.
Hence the name.
A lot of them are named after ingredients like the 007 or you know, something else is going on. Or we're just sitting around drinking and you come up with something silly. And
heck yeah.
That's always the best part of these,
that's so cool.
These things. Yeah, just getting to know the story behind the beer. I love it.
That even makes it even better, actually.
So now we're going to go to a double IPA. Now this
there
one, again, for a double, it's not overly bitter. It's coming in at about 9.5%.
This bad boy right here?
Nope, this guy right here.
Oh, that guy there?
Yeah, that was a little dark for a double IPA.
Yep.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, okay.
And Red Tail Squadron is named for the squadron.
I like red beers usually, too.
The Tuskegee Airmen Squadron that flew. And so that's a tribute to them.
That's going to be a little different. That's a double IPA, though. It's not going to be like your standard red, I don't think.
It is definitely not your standard.
it's going to kind of bend that limit quite a bit.
It's thick.
Yep.
It's got a good carbonation to it. I really like it.
Yeah. I honestly,
I couldn't
order
to drink a whole lot. I can't drink a whole lot of that, but it's good.
But what I like about that particular beer is the nose. It's got an obscene amount of dry hop on the backside.
Yes, it does.
So it really rounds that out nicely.
It's not bitter. There's no bitter aftertaste at all.
There's a hop called Seven Seas, which is a mix of all the sea hops like Cascade and, and Columbus and all those. And, and so it really rounds that all out. We get a bunch of different flavors.
I can see the well-roundedness of that. It's very
good. And with the double IPA, obviously, you're alcohol contents yep. start to increase yep. just what, a bit.
How much the alcohol content again?
9.5.
I start getting that up in the numbers. You.
Like right now, like we've already went through one flight and we're halfway through the other, and I'm sitting here and my stomach's going, okay, buddy, better calm the hell down. You better calm the hell down.
Well, if that's the case, we'll get a couple it's more good. Flights here. Let's
yeah,
keep going.
That's what I'm saying.
That's excellent. I like that beer a lot. I've actually ordered it, and it's one of my favorites. I like it quite a bit.
Oh, yes.
Next, we're going to go to our Susie's Irish Red. It is
Susie.
Just a classic Irish Red.
I like it's an Irish Susie.
Beautifully malty, just a well-balanced beer. It's got a really complex grain bill, a lot of different flavors going on there.
So while we're talking about backstories, who's Susie?
Susie is was John's dog.
Okay.
So, and Susie had allergies, and so her belly was always red.
Wow.
And so it's Susie's Red Belly Ale.
Wow.
Susie's belly was always red.
That might be my favorite beer that I've tried. Personally.
John's been making versions of that beer as long as I've known him and for quite a bit longer than that. He finally, after tweaking it, I don't know, dozens of times, landed on where it is today, and it hasn't changed in
that's my favorite
beer
that I'm drinking yet. That's my favorite, personal favorite.
So I told you
so
the 007 and Zeus bounce back and forth between one and two, and this is a solid three right behind that.
That's an all-day drinker. That's like the dragon from the beginning, man.
Right.
That's an all-day drinker. It's great. What's the content?
That's right around five.
Yeah. Yep. It's a drinker
That's
beer,
a great all-around beer.
Yep. It's just a nice, complex beer, but...
I might take some of that home.
Easy to drink.
That's really, really good.
Well, the thing is, normally when I go into a brewery, the first thing I do is I look for the red. That's kind of like my go-to...
You like the Robinot Red over at Playlinda, yeah.
I do that most places I go. It just kind of gives me an idea what we're up against. So the first beer I ever had coming here actually was this, and it was good. And
fantastic.
That beer led to where
that's a badass beer.
So, yeah. So most brewers will go and order the lightest thing on the menu.
Right.
A Kolsch or a Pilsner or something, because you can't hide anything in one of those beers.
Good point.
If there's any process problems or sanitation issues or anything in the process... with temperatures or anything.
Right, absolutely.
You can't hide it in those beers. You can hide a lot of stuff in a hoppy IPA.
Right.
And if you can make a good Kolsch, you can make...
You can
make about anything.
Words to live by.
All day right there.
It needs to be written on a T-shirt. All day. You can make a good Kolsch, you can do anything.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to go to our Otis the Elder. It's an oatmeal stout.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll... Yeah,
you roasty. This, it's got...
What's the name one more time?
Otis.
Otis, the Elder.
The Elder.
We have the younger version that's a little lighter in alcohol. This comes in at almost 7. The younger version comes in at about 5.
Nice, good,
dark
looking beer.
That one's got a really complex grain bill. In fact, I brewed that beer yesterday. The one you're drinking, but the. that's a popular one as well.
I mean, I love that.
That's nice, very nice. Roasty and well balanced.
Right, we got a pretty serious problem here.
Very,
my
very
girlfriend's
nice.
Parents showed up. I didn't even know they listened to the show. They're over there watching.
Oh, they're over there? Oh, y'all just had.
Now you're in trouble.
When we were here a couple weekends ago,
yep.
He was having dinner with the parents. Mm-hmm. You told me it went perfect, right?
It did, actually.
Well, I'm going to find out.
Go and tell them right now.
I'm going to walk over and talk to them here in a minute. They're going to get on the mic.
Uh-oh.
I want to interview them on your dinner, your first dinner with them. I want to get a first impression. Fantastic idea.
Real review.
Hold on one second.
If there's a chance to get an interview like that from your friend's first dinner with them, how do you not do it?
So Scott tried to interview the girl that cleans my house because he wanted like secret details on what's going on there. And the funny thing is, first thing I told her was, listen, you cannot speak to this guy about anything going on here if you want to be able to keep doing it.
And I work with her, and she's one of my best friends, and she will not tell me about cleaning his house. That's hilarious. Like, do you have any dirt? Is there any like love swings in any rooms?
There's things I don't want to know.
Is there stuff happening?
You know? They don't know each other that well.
Do you have like a leather helmet thing that you wear sometimes that we don't know about? She would not divulge.
No, Otis the Elder, great beer. I like that as well. A lot.
Awesome. That's an awesome, awesome beer.
You know what's impressive so far? I mean, obviously, we're getting near the end of the beers, but of all the things we've tried, I haven't really had any that I didn't enjoy. I mean, it happens.
There was one that I said I wouldn't order, but it was still good. Like, it was still tasty, good beer, easy to drink. Everything you guys are producing right now is just very...
Yeah.
Like I said, everything's true to style. Like I said, all the ingredients are real. We don't use any fake flavors or additives or anything. It's all real stuff. So.
It's awesome.
All these beers are going to be worth the day I'm going to have tomorrow just laying around and getting nothing.
I can't wait for another cold. Like in the evening time, you guys open those doors in the evenings?
Oh, yeah, man.
We're going to come
especially
here.
If we have music.
Like next Friday night, right?
Yep. Oh, next Friday we'll definitely have
next
it.
Next Friday.
I'm coming. I'll be here.
It's Saturday right here.
I'll be here.
I'll wait until the doors open tonight.
Hey, we might still be here. You might have to pick us out.
All right. The next one is one of John's latest creations called Orbital Burn. It's a porter. It's got chocolate, raspberry, and then three different kinds of pepper.
I love chocolate ones. I'm going to jump on this.
So you got a range of peppers that provide flavor. Oh, this is the pepper beer. Burn. Yeah.
This had what kind of peppers again?
It's got habaneros, jalapenos, and Anaheims, I think.
Derek comes. My buddy Derek likes to brew beers and stuff on the side every once in a while, and he's a hot pepper fanatic. When you go to his house, he opens his fridge. He's like, here, try one of these. There's a YouTube video of me eating a Carolina Reaper at his house, like a fresh one off the plant.
I'll tell you right. Shout out to Derek. Brutal. That right there will get you like 24 of these growlers out the door. Just him knowing it exists. I'm telling you right now.
Man.
He'll show up here and just load the bar with him. Amazing taking his truck.
It's got just the right amount of burn to it. We put the peppers in a hop rocket.
Right off the get-go, you taste the pepper.
Yep.
But not in a hot way. Like, right. You can just taste the flavor of the pepper.
Oh, I just a little bit of water.
No, it's not that bad.
It's super... Okay.
It's refreshing, kind of. It's
just enough
good.
to let you know it's back there.
Like, it's a dark beer, and you think it might have some heaviness to it. It doesn't have any heaviness to it at all. It's just a porter,
not a stout, so it's a little lighter than the Otis, for sure.
So that's my second favorite beer.
But we put the peppers in a hop rocket.
Just the smell alone. Dude, you can taste that pepper
Otherwise, you end up with the beer in the perfect way.
You might
end up with a beer you can't drink because the peppers are different every year, and so you circulate it, taste it, and kind of sneak up on it.
The pepper, it tastes like a fresh pepper.
It was fresh peppers.
You know what I mean? It's a fresh...
yeah.
Fresh pepper.
Who would have figured you put fresh peppers? I'm gonna taste like fresh pepper.
Jesus, it's so good though.
Yeah,
that's my new favorite beer. I know it's beating the other one.
That's gonna take the cake. It's good.
Even right now, I still taste the pepper, and I love the flavor.
And as you sit and go through a pint of it, it gets gradually hotter as you go along.
Not
outrageous.
Like when you're eating hot wings, you get to that 20th hot wing, and it's all over your face and all over your eyes, and you're burning and
I won't call them out, but I was at a local brewery one time that did a habanero based beer, and it came out ridiculous hot, undrinkable. Yeah. So what they did was they
that's what Derek does with everything. Yeah. It's undoable, but he wants you to do it.
They went to flush the lines with like a basic, just a average pale ale type beer. But even that beer was too miserable. You couldn't drink it. So like, hey, you want this? Like, dude, I can't even drink that. But no, that was phenomenal. That's
phenomenal, right?
I actually said the word phenomenal.
That's the best. That's my favorite beer.
We do a contest every year where you draw ingredients out of a hat. You draw two different grains, two different flavors, and a hop, and you got to make a beer.
Well, yeah.
A few years back, John and I drew. Wasabi and juniper berry as our flavor.
What?
And so we made a double IPA about 9.5%, and we put a kilo of wasabi in it, and it just
You know it's good when you base it on like cocaine measurements.
It was just so over the top, but it went really good with a roast beef sandwich or a bunch of sushi.
Oh man, that's
dude,
awesome.
Wasabi beer, like. Does it have, when you take the first sip, does it do the same thing as wasabi?
Yeah, when you put a little too much on your sushi and then just, open your sinuses
kind of,
up like that? That's how every sip
of that favorite thing to do.
I saw Steve-O on a video snort it one time.
I was like,
oh my God, you snorted wasabi?
Dude, that was excellent.
I'm impressed. That was an interesting
beer.
That's
very interesting.
So now we've got saved one. Mm-hmm. So every
big dog here, go ahead.
Every New Year's Day, John and I come in and brew a Belgian beer.
Okay.
And usually it's our Triple Dog Daria, which is Belgian Triple.
Okay.
And we release it.
Triple Dog Dare.
But on leap years, we come in on January 1st and we do what we call Q2, our quadrennial quaff.
Okay.
And it's a Belgian quad. This year it came in at 12.2%.
There's the number I was
saying. So this is a 12er right here?
Yep, and then but it does not taste it at all. And we're releasing that on Leap Day.
A shower and a grower.
Yep. So, Leap Day is when that gets released, so it'll have another 5 or 6 weeks of aging. And
Well, shout out to my buddy AJ, who's getting married that day, because I'm probably going to show up at the wedding with a couple of these in me. So I'm going to give you your gift the day before, and I hope things go well.
Apologize in
Cheers.
Advance.
Right. 12er. You just took a 12.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah?
Am I going to go favorite again? Really sneaky.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like a super alcohol content volume.
It'll lay down even more over the next 5 or 6 weeks. And so by the time
I got a big old nose in the smell.
Oh, it's got that fantastic Belgian aroma.
It smells
to
really
it.
Good.
Yeah.
You get those triples and quads though, like almost like it puckers your lips a little bit. Like I always do that whenever I get into the real high, you know. Right?
That is like nothing you would think that it would taste like.
Exactly.
Very good. You can taste some heat on it at the end.
Yep.
You almost taste some alcohol content at the very, very end.
And some of that will lay down over the next month.
Right.
So that's why we make it early and let it lay down.
Sit and chill for the next
That's got some heat to it. Like, I can, okay.
The other one we do like that is our Sputnik, Russian Imperial Stout.
Nice.
It comes in around, 11, 12 every year. We do it only on Yuri's night. April 12th every year.
Okay.
And we do a limited bottling run, and like I said, the bottles usually sell out in less
than And you said
week.
A few months that'll be ready?
A month.
Well, this one month? Ready, on Leap Day.
And okay, then, that's okay.
And the Russian Imperial will be out in April.
February.
I want to try that again.
But it's another it's really, when, it's I another try that really, again. Really big beer. Yeah, some of that alcohol burn will back off a little bit.
No, but it's fantastic. Really good. You can just tell the heat, so I want to see when it's mature. I want to taste it.
When it's mature. Mature. This guy using beer lingo over here.
That's not beer lingo.
The cool thing we do with the Sputnik when we release it is we always save a sextal from the previous year. So when we release 2020, we'll re-release 2019. Takes them back to back.
Nice.
So
dude.
Kind of a cool
coveted
thing.
19.
You showed us up. You gave us a great run.
That's impressive.
You gave us a great run. All great
really
names.
Really great beers here.
When it comes to names, where did Bug Nutty come from?
So Bug Nutty came from a Penn Jillette article they had written, and it's a term about being driven crazy.
Okay, yep.
Either in a good way or a bad way. You can say, hey, you're driving me Bug Nutty, or I'm Bug Nutty about beer.
Yep.
My partner John was the head brewer at another brewery, and he and the owner were not seeing eye to eye.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And it got worse and worse, and he was being driven more and more Bug Nutty, and finally he said, if you don't like the way I do things around here, you can start your own brewery. And
yeah.
I said, okay.
And then we have Bug Nutty.
And here we are.
And so here we are sitting in Bug Nutty. So.
It might be one of my favorite brewery names today.
Yeah, I was going to say. We've got some pretty interesting stuff.
I have a history of the word Bug Nutty, and it's a weird one. I'm just going to say it.
So if you type Bug Nutty into the search engine, two things come up, us and Penn & Teller. And that's it.
I love Penn & Teller. Penn & Teller is so good.
Can't argue with that.
But Bug Nutty, I'm 20, maybe 21 years old, and me and my friend Lucas, we ingested acid.
All right, fair enough.
And one of my friends came in. His name is Kevin. Shout out to Hoyt. He said the word Bug Nutty to us. And it was so funny. We just were uncontrollably laughing. Uncontrollably laughing. Like an hour later when he left, we were still in my bedroom just tripping. Like we're seeing things. Like we're just like, and we're giggling. Like we kept trying. We couldn't remember the word Bug Nutty. So we're like, what did you say, Buck Nitties? Buck Nutty. And we had a pen and we were writing it down and just cry laughing, trying to find the word Buck Nutty to bring that word back to our existence. And it was just a hilarious thing.
And here
thing.
It is all these years later.
And now we're sitting right here. And it's perfect.
This is why I'm on the show, because Scott goes down rabbit holes.
I'm a rabbit hole guy.
Move on.
I have so many stories, and then they make fun of my stories. I'm that guy. Yep.
So it must be common to podcast guys, because I think
it has to be. I think you have to like to talk to be able to do
this. Believe it or not, Scott can talk all day long.
All day. Yeah. They don't let me. I can't tell any stories.
No, man, that was absolutely. I'll say it, phenomenal. That was some great beer.
I have a great buzz.
I'm
it's
impressed.
Like one something, and I have a good buzz right now. And this is perfect. Like really, really good beer, man. And thanks for having us here. Thanks for doing this with us.
Definitely appreciate it.
We're gonna leave everything on in case anybody else, if you have anybody just wants to get on the mic, if
bring the birthday party people up here and chat a little bit.
And
some things.
Man, you got to come down to Bug Nutty Brewery, man.
Yeah, 100%.
Really, really good.
Well, first of all, come down next Friday because I'm gonna be here next Friday. I'm leaving for New Orleans on Saturday.
We'll create an event and
we'll
make it happen.
Together. I'm coming down. Listen,
we'll just do an event on Facebook and we'll all come. And I want to see the band.
Yep.
I'm a huge fan of the band. By the way, yeah.
You guys, listen up. Come down here and listen to the beers. Pick your favorite. I'm going
to
go with
Danielle. Let's just get this out of the way. Happy 40th.
Happy birthday to Danielle.
They got the balloons going
not
over
here.
You've heard them blowing
setup.
The balloons up earlier.
Man, there's balloons everywhere. What? How long have they been doing this? They've been talking for 2 hours.
Brad's got an amazing he's got pipes, man.
Yeah, apparently.
He's blowing all these balloons up himself. Look at him over there. He's got Garbage Pail Kid shirt on.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Seriously.
You're very welcome, man. Appreciate you guys.
Mics are on. Anytime anybody wants to jump on and keep going, I'm going to set mine down for a minute because I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Absolutely.
And,
take a little break. After 13 sips, we're going to take a little pause break here.
I'm extremely happy.
Outstanding,
thank you.
Guys. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Buddy.
Seriously, thanks for having
us. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it, sir.
Mother and father are about to join us.
I know.
I already love your mother and father already.
And you just met them?
I just met them.
Okay.
Just met them and they're fantastic already.
They are pretty fantastic.
And Joe's pretty fantastic.
I guess I'm
finding that out.
I like him.
Like I didn't think he was very fantastic.
Think he was
I
that good?
Love him, but I didn't know how fantastic he was.
And I think he's pretty great.
Slowly starting to kind of
hold on to him for a little bit. Yeah.
Did you see what they're making us do? Did you notice only the guys have to wear the balloons?
Why is that?
It's a guy balloon night, I guess. Is this a
Dad,
torture?
Yours has confetti in it.
I don't know if this is okay.
I think it's absolutely okay.
So,
I like it.
I'm going to give you this mic right here. Mama.
Go ahead, take it.
Yeah, Mama.
Come on, Mom.
So,
do
I don't know you guys, so I'm going to have you introduce yourselves to the show. We have Shauna's parents here. What is your name?
My name is Joanne.
Joanne. And just bring the mic right up closer to you a little bit, just a little bit. Joanne?
Yes.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. And we have Shauna here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Scott?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for getting us Kreiderman's.
Oh, you're welcome.
The barbecue was so
good. I had
good.
Never been there before. It was so good.
Yeah, where's mine?
What?
Where's mine?
You weren't here yet.
Oh, man. See, I got a half a pound of brisket to eat before we started.
We got him a whole slab of meat.
That's why I'm okay with the balloon on my head right now.
Because he had a whole bunch of meat.
Half pound of meat that I was able to ingest.
Nice.
And we have your father here.
Yes.
Keith.
Keith. Scott, nice
Scott,
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And we just met today. I met you the first time here.
Yes.
So this is we're at our origin location.
We are. This is the first place we ever met. This is like our place.
She used to creep on me on Facebook a lot, like all my posts and topics and stuff. But it was just because we didn't know that her and Joe were dating.
No, we kept it a secret.
And they kind of secreted that out. And I love Joe. I've only known him for really about 5 or 6 years through parties with our children, like group friends. You know, we'd all have our birthday parties and whatnot. And Joe went to Titusville and to Astronaut, and we had a lot of mutual friends. Well, through these parties, we've gotten closer and closer, and now we've become real close, and now he's a co-host on the podcast with us.
That's awesome.
And we do this for fun. Like, we all have jobs. We all have our lives. But we kind of do this for fun. And when we came and met this 2 Saturdays ago, you have been fantastic, by the way. Like, it's perfect. there's a group text, I promise you, that says she's a keeper, blah, 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 aww, all the good stuff. Parents, wow, you guys have raised a pretty cool little daughter here.
It was a struggle.
Was it a struggle? Okay, do you have, let's talk about the struggle. I mean, the struggle, nah, that's the good stuff. I know, you don't have to.
Thank you.
Like, did you ever think you'd be on a podcast with your parents? Like,
no.
In any way, shape, or form?
No,
I didn't even know
ever
that this was happening today
until I
walked up and saw parents.
I didn't know I was going to be on here till like this morning.
And Joe's taking photos of us right now.
Fantastic.
Like, he just loves this. Like, he's very nervous. Like, he's about three shades of red.
He doesn't know redder what's about to happen up here. That's why.
So, what was the purpose of the meeting point here two Saturdays ago? Do you remember?
I don't know.
It just kind of happened. Oh my God, this is so good. So it just kind of happened, right? Well, you guys had a dinner planned.
We had dinner planned with my parents already. We were going to Murdoch's.
Okay.
And so we decided.
Great place.
Yeah, it was. We had never been there, or I had never been there before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had neither.
Yeah, it was good. And so we decided to meet up with you guys ahead of time and hang out for a little
while. So we all met up here and hung out for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then while you guys were having this amazing dinner, we were drinking.
We brought you leftovers.
And you brought us and we were texting you. We were at the German place. We went to all these different places. Yes. And the whole time.
Right around here.
We might have been trying to mess up your dinner. We were trying to get, where are you guys at? Hurry up. We're all drunk. We're all having fun. Where are you guys at? What's Joe doing? Is Joe making a fool of himself yet? They're like, how's Joe handling himself? I never thought I'd get the opportunity to really find out. And I have the family here to
surprise
tell me how this dinner went.
That was the first time
I want to hear the inside.
Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had met my mom before, but he hadn't met my dad before.
Yeah, she postured me for it.
Okay. So I want to hear, how was the posture? Like, did the ladies talk about this dinner first and then ask about how you're going to bring it to Pops?
No. He actually would have met my dad earlier, but my dad happened to be out of town the first couple times that he came over to the house. So
Joe's playing this completely the respectful, good boyfriend route.
Yes, he is.
I think that's just kind of how he is.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty awesome.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Joe so far? Good?
I like him.
I think he's a hell of a nice guy.
He really, like, I want this to go badly, but I know it can't because he is that good.
I wish I could, but I don't think he knows any strangers.
Yeah, he doesn't. And I think we're similar in that aspect. That's why I like him so much. He's just so naturally talented at speaking with people.
Yeah,
that I think was the best thing.
It's a very good quality.
Yeah, there was no awkwardness at all.
And he's very respectful with it. He's very, look at her. She's like, put that microphone closer
to
you.
I'm trying to help.
Oh, that's good. Look at this.
Sorry.
But it's been so, good.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah. I hope so.
We're going to make sure that we give him as hard of a time as possible when he's
absolutely
not allowed to hang with us.
Yeah, no.
But just know that it's going to be all within
that
real good fun. And when I'm dating again and that stuff, I wouldn't expect any less. You know the hard time they already give me.
Oh, I know.
As it is.
Yeah, no.
So, yes. Charlie couldn't make it. So you guys didn't get to meet Charlie yet, right?
No.
Never?
No, we have not.
He's awesome, too.
Charlie
you guys will
is
love
awesome.
Him.
Hi, Charlie.
We miss him. He's hanging out with his daughter today. And having a fun family time. So
is he usually on the mic here?
He's usually on the mic with us. So he's I started doing this adjust the mic thing a couple of years ago. We were fans of the Tom and Dan podcast and the Real Radio 104.1, where you had the Monsters of the Midday and the Monsters of the Morning. I grew up printing T-shirts and listening to the radio. You know,
and running track, right?
I ran track and cross country in high school. You can't tell now, but they got to make sure everybody knows that I mentioned this. So I got to own. I just going to have a shirt that
I'm
says that, don't I?
I'm going to make you one.
Do I need I run cross country and track in high school?
Yes.
Okay, I want it.
It's happening.
Right.
It's
happening. A large one?
Yeah, it's happening. On the back, it's going to say, I used to print T-shirts.
Oh, man, it's how I used to print.
Oh, you did T-shirts for the Monsters?
T-Bone Designs was a company in Titusville that's been around forever. And I worked there. They're in the Baldwin Shopping Plaza. And I worked from them for 8-9 years. And before marriage and moved away, came back. I actually started working for him again for a little while. Had my own T-shirt company in town for a bit, and it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. eBay is crazy.
Yes.
When eBay came out, we were making funny trucker hats like Ashton Kutcher from Punk'd and stuff. And you could sell a 75-cent hat for $25. And we were shipping out 100 of them a week.
Wow.
So it was just insane crazy. So the T-shirt whole thing, it was so cool. It was such a cool background and way, I guess, to, I don't know, grow up. And so make me that shirt.
I will make you that shirt. Make it's me happening. That shirt.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
For sure happening.
So I started doing the podcast. Dude, the balloon hats. Your balloon hat's like kind of freaking out right now.
It's starting to irritate me now.
See, mine just stays straight up.
Yeah, I must be a fan or something.
That's pretty amazing. This is weird. That's hilarious.
I'm really glad we're not like live streaming this right now.
But I did the podcast a couple years ago, and I had my friend Jared and Stan with me doing it. We did about 60 episodes, and we were inspired because we're friends with the Monsters and Tom and Dan and all them. Like, I grew up watching them, listening to them.
Are they still on?
Yeah. Going to their events. Yeah, they're on in the mornings now. Russ Rollins. Dirty Jim was one of my favorites, and he's now has his own cooking show called Primetime Kitchen. And then he has Jim Phillips retired, and he took over for Jim Phillips' time slot there from, like, I think it's like 3 p.m. or something to 6 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
And so they all are still there, but Tom and Dan was Daniel Dennis, is they started a podcast and they're killing it. Like, they do a lot of events. They work with Orlando City Soccer. They do a lot of stuff with Sanford, and it inspired us through going to all the events. Like, we sit around and kind of hang out and are kind of funny, we feel. Let's do it at our house and just kind of play around. We did that for 60 episodes and it was fun. It was a learning experience, but there was no seriousness behind it.
Right.
So we stopped. I started dating. That's probably the main reason why we stopped. And, yeah, I just quit. But Charlie started just hitting me up and saying, hey, let's do this again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. And we did, and Joe just naturally fit right in and joined us one night.
Y'all have great radio voices.
We had fun with it. It's all fun. And all we do is pick on each other. And I think the big thing we wanted to do is bring a local aspect to the podcast, talk about local events, local things, you know, and just have that little community aspect of it and try to go out and do things like this and meet people and have a good time. So it's working out real well.
Yeah.
And now we have you to keep Joe stable.
Yes.
We need you for that.
I will do my
Joe
best.
Joe needs some stability.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. He seems pretty stable to me.
It's a very soft stable. It's not really.
Do you want to hear my story?
This is the main reason why we're doing this.
Okay.
Let's hear your story. A Joe story.
Okay. So I don't get very many Joe stories because I'm always the one embarrassing myself. But.
What do you do?
So I went over there last night and we were just doing random, like I was doing homework. And
my favorite part about this is while you're telling the story, there's a balloon just floating all around your head. And Pop's here.
My dad just pulled out a pocket knife.
Joe, watch out. You better not annoy him. He's got a knife. Yeah, he's going to hold it in his hand. I think you should hold it the whole time like this.
Okay.
Tighter on your beer.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to tell this story anymore now with a pocket knife next to me.
Tell the story. Joe, what did Joe do?
Okay, so.
Look at him over there. The little sleepy, little tiny little feet. All right.
So I was doing some homework on my laptop, and he was doing laundry. And this is kind of a weird story.
Is he always the laundry guy?
Huh?
Is he always the laundry guy?
He was doing his own laundry. He wasn't doing my laundry. But so he's like, hey, you left a bra here. And I was like, I told you this is a little weird to tell in front of my parents.
Oh, this
whatever.
Is even better. This is like, Dad.
Yeah, hi, Dad.
Keep going. Get involved. Get involved, Dad.
Keep going.
She's an adult.
Maybe you should take this conversation over.
Yeah, I'm a grown up. It's fine. And I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, yeah, no, I found it in the bottom of the hamper. You left it here. And no, I didn't.
Whose bra is this?
Don't tell me it was somebody else's,
right?
Is this somebody else's bra?
Oh, it was not mine. It was so not mine.
I don't know. Yeah, what is he saying? Like, does he know you're bringing this to the table?
Oh, yeah, he knows I'm telling this story. I thought it was hilarious.
Has he been flundering around this?
No,
like, what's the deal?
He's like, it must have been, like,
there's
from
a cleaning lady that comes
ago.
Over sometimes that I know of, but she don't, like, yeah, she's,
I mean,
no.
Maybe she, I don't no, know. We don't know
no,
what she
that's,
does.
That's a no on that one.
I don't know. I was going like, to just tell really? You and Charlie that when you guys have sleepovers, you need to make sure you take your underwear
with
you.
Do you want us to find this out? Do you want us to find out who girls is?
What size was it?
Yeah. Fucking great question.
Just out of curiosity.
I don't know.
It's perfect curiosity.
Not my size.
Do you got like an estimate here?
Was it a lesser?
It was smaller than me. I believe my exact words were, I don't even think I could fit half a boob in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that is a mystery.
Yeah.
Let's
he totally knows that I'm telling this, by the way.
Joe.
Yeah.
Charlie, really? Help me get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
People listen to this.
Yeah.
So.
Where is he?
Do you want to? Should we bring him over here and ask him about this?
Yeah.
This is not okay.
No. Okay. All right.
You guys talk. Okay. I'm gonna go. Just whatever. I don't care if it's dead air.
Yeah,
just
go
talk.
Find him.
Grill him or her. Tell her.
I find out some stuff.
It ain't hers.
It's not mine.
Did you grill him?
I asked him. Yeah.
Well, now it's my turn.
I bet the look on his face was priceless.
No, he was like, if it's not yours, we can just throw it away. I was, well, okay, I'm gonna throw it away.
But how did it end up in the hamper?
We're about to find out. I don't know.
Y'all can share a mic.
Are we gonna share a mic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're sharing a mic.
Right, what do I need to do?
Her father had a question for you.
Right. I'm listening. Whenever you're ready.
I forget which one it was.
Yeah.
It was
feel free to ask questions.
What's up with this brawl? Whose brawl is at your house? It's not my sister. It better not be my sister.
Actually, it is your sister.
It's not my sister's brawl. That's the perfect use. You're trying to use my sister as a scapegoat to the real answer to the question.
Actually, you know what?
Whose brawl?
Your sister is now free to date whoever she wishes. I'm committed and I'm not going to date her anymore.
Oh, so you're saying my sister is free now. Right. She can do whatever she wants now.
She's that ship has sailed.
Is this the consolation of you getting caught with a brawl in your house that you should not have?
Listen, she left it one time. She made the mistake. I threw it away. She can't even have it back. That's where we are now.
But she left it in the hamper?
No, she actually
the bottom of the hamper. How long was it in the bottom of the hamper? Was it like a year in the bottom of the hamper? Like there's a bottom of the hamper timeline that we are asking.
Not only is extremely perverted, but she's also leaves her stuff on the floor in my room.
My sister hasn't been in Titusville in years.
Yeah, that's what
so either you don't wash your clothes, either you don't wash your clothes, or you're not. You're just totally not getting to the.
She drove straight from Arcadia.
You have real family in front of you right now, and you're about
December 1st.
You are red as shit right now. And you have a family.
That's the beer doing it.
All of these family members right here are staring at you looking for a direct answer. And all you're doing is scapegoating. You're scapegoating.
You're trying to break me, and you're not going to win.
You're getting redder.
I've done nothing wrong. I'm better.
But
I'm better than you in every angle of the world.
My dad wanted to know what size the bra was.
What size bra was that?
That was covered in Chinese food in the trash because Shauna saw it and freaked out and threw it away. Immediately.
I did not.
Did you get mad?
Did you go ballistic on him? No, I did not.
I will tell you this. I didn't look her in the eye for like 30 minutes just to make sure she wasn't mad. I knew I didn't do anything, but I was like, listen, am I in trouble for something I didn't do?
No, I did not freak out on him.
Good.
No,
if it didn't have fried rice on it, it'd be here right now.
If I didn't trust this man, I wouldn't have him here razzing him like this.
Oh no,
on air.
I know.
But at the same time,
if I didn't trust him, I wouldn't be telling this story.
But
right
at the,
now.
The same time,
listen, you should never let me live this down. Every angle you've got, you should use right now.
Oh, I will bring this up.
Mom, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about another brawl? Like, yeah, why is it in the hamper?
I don't know.
Everything that you're thinking right now in your head, I am agreeing with and thinking the same thing with you.
Right.
And Pops over here, he's playing it way too cool.
I'm just trying to digest it.
He's playing it way too cool.
I think we need to go to a dive bar later on tonight and really get to the bottom of this.
The real way to hash this story out is to sit down at the ODP and talk about it.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more.
Here's what we'll do. We'll finish out the day right around 11:30. Everybody grab yourself a pack of Pall Malls. Meet you at the ODP.
Yes. I don't do Pall Malls, but yes.
Horrible.
If you go to the ODP, you're getting Pall Malls.
Okay.
Switch up your brand. All right.
So how did he do at dinner? Like, how did he present himself meeting you guys for the first time?
He did great. I mean,
she had already met him.
I'm going away.
You already met him?
A couple times.
He's one of those guys where you sit and talk with him, and it's like you've known him forever.
He has that effect on people, doesn't he? I think he did that to me, too.
There was no awkwardness, no first-time jitters, none of that.
The first time him and I met, I think we talked for, like, 2 hours or something. We didn't know each other.
He's not socially awkward.
When you get him with around Charlie, he turns a little devilish, like he gets a little mean. But around me, he's a sweetheart. Around you, I guess he's definitely a sweetheart.
I mean, have you seen the caliber of men we got nowadays?
Oh my God, the caliber of men is an issue.
Yes,
100%.
It's kind of refreshing to what I've seen.
I've been in the dating scene, sir, for about 6-7 years. I've dated a couple times,
right?
And I was married 15 years. And still my best friend probably is my ex-wife, like, because we get each other.
Yeah.
Like, she's remarried, has a kid, but we're still best friends.
Yeah, it's just...
Because we all realize that it's a complete, absolute
shit show
out there.
Nobody's perfect. A shit
and
show.
If you can get somebody that's just respectable and knows how to treat people with a basic common respect,
yeah.
It's like some you feel like you've gotten gold here, you know, and it's true.
Some of these so-called men can't put enough words together for a sentence.
No, not even in the least.
They could text.
They can text, they can hide, they can, you know what I mean?
But
it's all a game.
Sit there and converse?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Can't do it.
There's no sincerity in a lot of right now.
No, there's not. No, when they all like to play games and...
I think the whole social media aspect of it, I mean, even as parents, right, you see your children on social media, like dating, like on dating apps, and you're meeting and talking, like I'm one of them.
Yeah.
That have talked to all these.
Oh, I've done it before, yeah.
I've had times, and I feel this is the thing that I don't like about the online dating thing, is sometimes you're talking to 3 and 4 people at the same time, telling your origin story, what you're about, who you want, what you want, and you know it's probably a waste of your time.
Yeah.
But
they don't
for
even
the one
give you
chance,
the courtesy of like saying, hey, I'm not interested. They just completely start ignoring
you. And then
they
stop talking to you, right?
Yeah.
And I'm the total opposite person of that. I don't like that. But I don't like talking to multiple people at once either.
No, I don't either.
So for me, the online dating thing does not work. And to me, like, I'll be on there for a week, and then I get off of the site.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is just ridiculous. I do not feel right doing this. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know the refreshing thing about Joe over there?
Yep.
No man bun.
He does.
No man bun.
I think we're going to title this episode that.
Can we please?
Can you remember this for me?
I will.
You remember.
You look at him.
You remember this for me?
I will remember.
No man bun.
Look at him over there. No evidence of a man bun.
None. At all.
You know how refreshing that is?
He's never had one, I don't think.
No, and I don't think he ever will either.
God, that's my favorite comment ever about Joe.
None.
Oh, man. What else about him?
No, just no other. What other man bun qualities that these guys got nowadays?
The man buns are just not a quality that suits a family atmosphere. That's like a riding
like
solo atmosphere.
It's like the anti-man bun.
That is so perfect.
Oh my,
that's Joe over there.
Anytime y'all want someone at dinner to talk about Joe, just have me there. I'll come.
Yeah, I mean,
sit down and we'll have dinner.
I mean, look at him over there.
Look at him. Look at him.
Ain't no man bun.
Look, he's so not nervous that his legs aren't shaking.
Nah, he's chilled.
He's just chilled out. He just knows that everything's good.
He's all good.
Yeah.
That's because of your daughter.
No, I don't know
what
it is.
You're pretty awesome, actually. It's been really nice getting to know you the last couple weeks. It's been awesome. So, Mom, what do you think about your daughter's boyfriend over here?
I
was going to go future son-in-law. I was going to go all these different routes, but I was like, hey, maybe I should do that.
I like him. I mean,
and then you just went there anyway.
I know, I just did.
I don't know him all that well.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Every time we've been around each other, we've had fun.
You can ask him anything, and the one thing that he will 100% do is answer you correctly.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing, that's the one quality about Joe that I think I love the most, is he just will tell you like it is, whether it's good or bad.
Oh, yeah, another good thing about Joe.
He'll give you the business.
He works.
He works hard,
Joe
too.
He
works hard.
He has a job. I mean,
yep. He
has a license.
Okay, for the record, regularly
that was an attack.
People. Yeah,
I'm just
date
saying,
people that don't have
drive
licenses.
Drive around town
jobs.
And see how many women are driving their guys around.
I know.
But it's not because they were feeling nice, it's because they don't have a license. I hate to say it, but I got a feeling that's why they're driving them around.
Oh my God, it's so true too. It's so
just
factual.
Look, driving
it's so
down
factual.
50.
Okay,
how
so
many
there's
women
no
are
man
driving?
Bun.
No man
he's
bun.
He's got a license.
He has a license.
He's got a job, but there's still the bra in the hamper.
His yeah,
kids,
but I can look
kids
past
are
all
awesome.
That.
His kids are amazing.
Yeah, his kids are great.
His son Jackson is just, oh my God,
yeah,
he cracks
me up.
His
kids are great.
I can look past the whole bra thing because of the other stuff. I really don't give two damns about that bra. Truth be told, think about it.
I wasn't mad about the bra. I thought it was
funny. It is funny, actually.
No, I thought it was funny, and then I wanted to make sure to tell Scott that he needed to take his underwear with him.
I feel like if I ever find out, you guys are going to be the first ones to know. I'm not going to tell even you. I'm going to your parents and I'm going to tell them who that brawl, whose brawl it is. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out.
Could care less.
I know.
It doesn't even matter.
I don't.
It doesn't.
You know.
It doesn't.
Oh, and I'm going to go out there on a limb. I'm going to say he's probably got credit, too. So he's probably, you know, unlike a lot of.
He owns his own home.
Yeah.
He's got any credit. I mean, he has a nice vehicle. He's had a job for a very long time with a very good company.
This is a typical dad response.
As Ted Nugent would say, he's a check in the asset column.
There you go. Hey, the Nuge is very well spoken.
Yes.
And I you can bring his knowledge to the podcast anytime.
Yep, he's a check in the asset column.
That's awesome. That's so true. That's funny. So I'm very happy for that whole situation.
Me too. Thank you. I'm very happy too.
Greatly. I think it's an awesome thing.
We're happy that she's happy.
And that's all that matters, right?
Aww.
Ultimately, that's all that matters.
It does.
So, awesome.
It does.
I think we got everything we need.
Okay.
Good deal.
Yep.
Thank you all so much for doing this with us for a minute.
Not a problem.
The first time, I remember the first time we recorded at my house, we were all so nervous. We didn't know, like, we're going to talk and record it and, like, upload it for people to hear.
Right.
It was the most mind-boggling thing in my brain because this is not a comfort zone for me. I can talk, but not like this. Mm-hmm. And doing this helps with that a lot. And it's a lot of fun, actually. So I'm glad you guys did that with
us.
Thanks
for having us. Yeah.
Join us and hopefully
pleasure
we can do it again.
You.
It would be cool for like a, you know, an every few month update. Maybe we can even call you guys or something.
Sure.
And see how the relationship's going. See some cool things that Joe is getting into.
Oh, yeah. Dad will have a lot more things to add.
I always got something to say.
Dad always.
I kind of want to hear what you have to say because it's been absolutely phenomenally hilarious. In the best sense,
shortage of things.
Please meet me at the Old Dixie Pub one night. It would make my night. I promise you. I assure you, it would make my night.
We'll let us know.
Seriously, next time
we'll talk about Cumberland Farms.
Oh, let's talk about Cumberland. God. Oh, dude, we got some Cumberland Farm beef.
No, we have too much Cumberland Farms beef.
There's a lot of Cumberland Farms beef out there.
How many Cumberland Farms do we need,
dude? We have more than we need. That and Dollar General.
Yeah, we're fat on them too.
They're everywhere.
Auto part stores.
You can't throw a stone without hitting a Cumberland Farms.
That is so true, dude.
I mean,
Cumberland Farms is taking over.
Can't we do better than salmonella sandwiches? You know? Can't we do better?
The roller.
When you told me I was going to get to sit on this mic, I was going to bring up Cumberland Farms. I was going to bring it up. You all were thinking it. I just said it.
This is what you've done. This is what you've done now, Scott.
You all were thinking it. I just said it.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite.
Dad's going to be hunting them down everywhere they go now.
No, now they're going to be hunting me down.
I so believe that, though. Think of the farms. You're preaching some truth.
Can't we do better? That's all I ask.
We can do better.
I mean,
I cannot agree more. Oh, my God.
That and dollar stores, whoever, he said dollar, come on. Enough.
But we love our town.
That's so perfect.
I love my town, but the dollar store and the Cumberland Farm thing, I can't move past it.
The farm, there's a shit ton of them. Then we got Wawa's competing, they're all coming in.
Yeah, I would love to see
good.
Wawa.
Wawa's so
Wawa.
Good.
Mm.
Wawa is good.
Wawa's good.
I'd rather have the homemade sandwiches than the prepackaged ones.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, the salmonella sandwiches.
Those old ham and cheese like triangles. Yeah.
Doesn't work for me.
And then they got the chip buffalo rollers, and all it is just processed chicken beaks and
oh,
that's all
no.
it is, man.
Yeah, we could do better.
We can do a lot better. I could not agree more.
Yeah.
And this we can do better.
We can do better.
We say that about our show a lot. A lot. So this kind of fits.
Everyone was thinking it. I just said it.
Thank you, sir. Hey, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
That was so funny, guys.
Oh, my God.
That was so funny. That was awesome. So absolutely perfect. I wanted to say something about those damn Cumberland Farms.
Daisy's in a tube top screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more.
Oh, dude, that was awesome.